Well, basically, the report, if you read the report that came from the county manager, it's very clear we're in limbo. That from his report, he has instructed the directors of services to have a root and branch review of where their budgets are at and where they may be able to cut.
And he also said frontline services, it's inevitable that it will be affected. Can people take from the silence of Sinn Féin on this issue today that your party is endorsing the calls from the Fine Gael councillor for people to pay the charge?
Absolutely not. We're not in a position to make a decision, and we weren't in a position when the manager presented that report today, because this is totally unclear. The one thing that's in it is that he will not have the information compiled for 2 to 3 weeks, which it ties in with the time that the department will have reviewed the budget allocation for the last 3 months of this year. And until then, we're none the wiser. And I'd like to point out, there was clarity and a decision made at the July meeting that a special finance meeting would be held in early September, at which we would be told what the position was in relation to the Donegal County Council's budget. That has not happened, and that was conveniently airbrushed out of the minutes of the July meeting. I raised that point this morning.
The report shows, though, that Donegal is facing a €4 million cut. It points out the fact that cuts have already been made, and the county manager has warned that future budgets will be affected if more people don't pay. It couldn't be any clearer.
It was very clear, and the county manager confirmed it today. At the budget meeting this year, Sinn Féin was very emphatic that we could not take the 2012 budget in isolation from future years. And the manager clearly stated that today. All other parties at the budget meeting ridiculed what we were saying, and the county manager today has said that. Basically, what budget we were adopting for 2012, we knew was going to be cut in subsequent years, and that has come to pass. And the county manager was very clear on that. So I think we're looking at very stark years ahead of us. And I go back to what we said in June. This council is bankrupt, and we may as well declare it bankrupt sooner rather than later.